Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio. We are live with Istanbul with Ferit Karan, the director of Brothers Keeper. Hello, Ferit. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I want to ask you first, I want to start with a technical question, with a form question. Why did you choose that specific framing?
You know, because not just the movie happened in the boarding school. It's a very limited location, one location in the one day. It's very claustrophobic atmosphere. Because of also about the school and system narrow mentality, and I choose this framing actually.
Actually, it gives the sense of oppression it's not jail, but it looks like being in jail for those kids in that specific school. It was like being very, very controlled and very, let's say, oppressed by the system in general.
Yes, and when we arrived there, some of my colleagues, they told me it's like Auschwitz. I said, no, it's not be like that. But it's very close to the jail, actually.
Yeah. Listen, this is a story about this relationship between these two kids and this boarding school, which is a very hard boarding school. It's not like a fancy boarding school of the Western world. It's like more... it's very gives this sensation of being much deeper in the past than where we are, because it's not that back in the past the story takes place, but this the feeling that you give, it's that fear is ruling this world. So this small bubble of the school is managed and ruled through fear. Every kind of the aspects of the education, if I may say so, is managed with fear. Was it something that you actually went through when you were a kid? Did you go to a boarding school like this? Was it exactly this frightening as it seems from your film?
Actually, I'm very happy when you said that, because when people say to me, what's the movie, your movie about? I said, my movie about the fear. So that's the, fear from, fear. They get the fear from the adults. They get the fear from the family and even the system. So I was studying boarding school as like these boys. It's not exactly the same boarding school, but it's similar, because we have thousands of boarding school recently in Turkey, especially in the Kurdish side. In the beginning of the 19s, I was studying for 6 years. So it's very similar to the, it's very similar from that old time till now. Even when we face to the pre-production, exactly, there was some elements about the roads, about the school, about the teacher, just happened in the in our front of making the movie. So when making the movie, also I was sure to the it's a right story to the bring to the screen actually.
Link to this feeling that the film gives. There is another technical question that I want you to ask. Besides the framing, also the photography you chose was really very neat, very polished, but very cold and very painful to watch, because everything was so neat, so sharp, that the feeling of lack of empathy in this world was very manifest through the kind of photography. So I think that this was made on purpose, but what was your main goal choosing that kind of aesthetics? Because the aesthetics can be narrative too, you know.
You know, first thing, I need to be close to my character and follow him and discover with him to the whole situation and get involved and show the old people and not to be very sharp, but it you know, all the time it is, you cannot guess what's the next step and what's the next answer. And it's, you know, it give us very not safety atmosphere, actually.
Yes.
So, but I was very well prepared for the shooting because I, you know, each plans I work before the set and I write down each plans, each movement of the camera.
So did you
make storyboards? What?
Did you make storyboards? Like,
yeah, yes, I make the you know, all the time I make the storyboard and shooting board too.
Good.
But it's really hard. It's really challenge if you are making the storyboard and also you want to movie should like a documentary style. Mm-hmm. It's not, sometimes it's not possible because you have to shot a lot, like I shot a lot. But I, you know, I was very quick and my crew was very quick and very clever. My DOP and my producer, actually. So we handled it, actually.
How was the weather conditions influencing your shooting? Because, I mean, I believe that the snow was written in the script, but that much probably not. So how do you work around the weather conditions?
You know, this, you know, the snow actually was in the script because snow was one character, also you know, one it should be blocked to the road from the beginning. So when I make casting and the guys who play the teacher, they are really popular. And you know, the Turkish film series industry, they're working all the time. But we make the deal. My first question, are you able to stay over there for 1 month or 2 months, something like that? Because I couldn't make a program, or my assistant couldn't make a program for an actor. It should be for the snow, because the snow, you know, during the day, and snow just rainy, and 2 hours later, it's just sunny, and it's all the time happen. So I decided to base, you know, making all the time base of the snow. Otherwise, it wasn't to be, the audience not believe to the movie, actually.
Yeah, exactly, you're right. Listen, there is the, this point of view in the narrative is mostly from the lead character, which is a kid, point of view. So we see, and we see a display of adulthood, of the adult characters that are appallingly reckless or stupid or without any sensibility. So There is also a kind of layer of cruelty always going on, even if very, very light, not much physical cruelty, but more mental cruelty. So I wanted to ask if this was the kind of view that you had of the adult world when you were a kid in that school. So did you convey in the film the same feelings that you had when you were a kid?
You know, it's a long story, actually. You know, when I wrote the first draft in 2009, and, you know, you can find a lot of hate to the teacher or system or the school, boarding school. And in 2014, my co-writer, also she's my wife, and she said, okay, you cannot put the distance between you and the boarding school. I will write myself. And she wrote, and both didn't like it. And so suddenly I, you know, I realized also the teacher are, you know, were victim of the system. So when the atmosphere in the, you know, atmosphere in the Turkey after coup d'etat in 2016, because I was, you know, I was student in the beginning of the 19, there was very huge violence at those time between Kurdish and Turkish sides. There was a really war in everywhere. After 2016, it's, it, you know, it was same atmosphere, and just climate, political climate is changed. And also me and Gülistan, we immediately get this same feeling beginning of the 19s. So we just sat down and write this script, I think 7 days, something like that.
Oh, wow. This,
yeah, and then years of years of working, just we decided to leave that, and then we just write 7 days.
Listen, you were just saying that in the film and in life, the teachers are victims as well of the system, because they are probably, they were kids in the same schools and then they became teachers. So they, even if they suffer the system, they are perpetuating the system over and over. Why do you think that there was such a need of building up an educational system in that way and not in another softer or more nicer way? Why always fear? Why cruelty and why bullism and why, you know, a hard situation instead of a soft situation?
Can I speak Turkish? Because I have a reason for that.
Absolutely, you can.
Emine Hazır mısın?
Mm-hmm.
Şimdi esas itibariyle bütün eğitim sistemi,
actually whole education system, not only in Turkey but throughout the whole world, is actually based on obedience. The more you are obedient, system will see you that much successful, so that you can go on another level in that system. It sees you like a wheel or a part of the wheel, actually. But here's this contracting part, that if you are that much obedient, that you cannot create new things. And after university, if you are going to create new things, you can't just live in that system. So one cannot create a liberal educational system and also raise obedient children. There's also this thing that I gave this example before. We either become farmers when we declare to be an educated person, or we're going to be, affedersiniz, tekrar edebilir misiniz? So it's much more like we are flies in the spider net. And if we flutter, we can be free, but then we lose some of our wings. And if we don't flutter, we're going to be the food for that spider.
That's it, actually.
Okay, so I have another question, which is linked to this concept. You were saying, this education is very hard. Kids are treated very hardly. They are also beaten. And everybody knows that a kid who has been beaten turns into an adult who's going to beat kids. This is, you know, this is the arc. Your approach to this story, to this arc of, was it something that you actually suffered? And the story you tell in the film, is a story that you lived, or is it just something that you just invented?
You know, actually, it was a very long experience for me to the, you know, to have these all elements. It, you know, it was 6 years, but the story just passing in course of the one day. So you can, I think I have to put the 6 years to the one day, and it was the most of them, it was my experience about the school, But my approach is very changed to the direction side. To the beating the children and also psychologic pressures, suffering than the beating than children. You know, for example, when I make casting with the one actor who plays Selim, he's very popular in Turkey now, and we didn't speak about the script. We just go to one shopping mall, cafe, something like that, and he tells story about how much he got beating from the elementary school and boarding school or the other schools, and also I give example and I also explain myself, and then we connect each other immediately. And it's very, very usually actually it's very common to the make the violence in the system, even not beating the children, make the psychological pressure to the children. That's more than the beating, actually.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. One last question about as you talk about the cast, I just wanted to ask you, how did you work with the young lead character in order to make him understand was happening? I mean, what happened and what it was supposed to show us, the audience?
Yeah, you know, especially in small town, there's a danger for the filmmakers. When we go there, everybody try to be very kind to the children or the old people, and they change their behavior to them, and so their life immediately changed. But I was from there also. I am from there, and I know them a lot, and so I decided to control my behavior as they are adults, because they are very understandable. They when you explain them as their person, not the children or adults, and they immediately give you reward, and they understand more than adults. Actually, they are very clever and they are very poor, and when you speak, just they listen and understand immediately. So that was my aim to the also my behavior to them, and also my director approach, actually.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Ferit Karahan, the director of Brothers Keeper, which is in the Berlinale Film, Berlin Film Festival in the Panorama section. Thank you very much for having been with us.
Thank you.
I'm Angelo Cervi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.